From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence, perhaps by Monday, following last Sunday's referendum deemed illegal by the central government in Madrid. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont, in a televised address Wednesday, said he prefers mediation with Spain. But Spain's deputy prime minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, called the referendum a journey to nowhere. She said Puigdemont is living outside the law. The European Union Wednesday appealed for dialogue. Frans Timmermans is the EU Commission's first vice president.
The power of dialogue, of sitting down and talking to each other, even if and especially when we passionately disagree, is what our union is built on.
He said it's time to find a way out of the impasse by working within the constitutional order of Spain. European analyst Bruce Wilson of Australia's RMIT University said dialogue appears the only way out.
This, of course, goes back for the best part of a decade that the Catalans have been seeking to renegotiate the terms of their relationship with the Spanish national constitution, and I think the time for dialogue is very much at the forefront of people's minds.
While most Catalans who cast ballots voted for independence, only about 40% took part in Sunday's referendum. Health officials in Madagascar are trying to contain an outbreak of the plague in the Indian Ocean country that has killed more than as many as 30 over the past 2 months. They've recorded nearly 200 suspected cases. The World Health Organization said the outbreak is being found in urban areas, raising the risk of wide transmission. The government has banned large public gatherings to curb the spread of the disease. The bacteria is usually found in rats and spread by infected fleas. This is VOA News.